Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it is Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. And joining me to talk a little more Grammys and some cool trivia and stuff is Michael Heidemann, one of my original producers, Michael Heidemann. And now host of Sound Sessions. He's producer for Patty Vasquez and just came from Cheesy's. And here he is, Michael Heidemann, everybody.
Dave, I'm full and it's great to see you again. It's full. Great to see you.
Is that kind of a prerequisite to get on the air, just to kind of fill yourself up, feel a little nappy, get ready to go?
Yeah, you know, you got to be ready for the Dave Player hours, I can say. Because I remember I know you knew your new producer, Curtis. It's good to see you, man. But just be ready to get no sleep. So you got to drink a little coffee.
I've already been riding on that train, dude. I've been doing this for about a month now. I'm already on that train.
Right. You can't be working with anybody better than Dave Player.
Oh, that's so nice of you. That's so nice of you. I'll give you that 20 after the show. That is really nice. We've got some cool trivia stuff that we kind of pulled together. We were just kind of off air laughing and talking about some of the silliness behind the Grammys and the history and all that other stuff. But what are some of the things about tonight that you kind of pulled together? Because I think, you know, and I say this respectfully to our audience, our demographic, they probably don't know all the details of all these great artists performing tonight. But what are some trivia points that you pulled together?
Well, there's a lot of things that are happening with this year's Grammys that changes the game as far as the last few years, because it is the 60th year of the Grammys.
Yeah, it's so cool.
James Corden is hosting, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I think that there's going to be a lot more, you know, musical theater based things. And
have you seen his carpool karaoke? And have seen his what do you call it when he does the street walking thing? When he does that,
the theater street walking.
Yes, it's cool. So, but yeah, I don't sit down and watch a show, but I'm curious to see how this is going to go.
Because he's at a year where it's so pinnacle as far as the music industry, because you can't deny the dominance of hip hop and R&B this year. Yeah. I heard in your last interview that there's a lot of things going on with Kendrick Lamar, and he is the sweetheart this year as far as it goes when you're looking at artists, because he was nominated three times over the past 5 years, and he's been beaten by Beyonce and Taylor Swift. And maybe I think it's time where
might be his year.
It's time. Like, I feel like he's finally earned his cred where they're like, okay, we need to get this thing happening. So the dominance of hip hop is very prevalent this year, which I'm excited to see what happens, because he lost it back. His album, it was great.
Yeah.
And they gave it to Beck, which was kind of a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
And basically slept the entire rest of the year.
But sometimes after you lose a couple times, you know, the type of banter that you just said about, you know, he should have won this, people start thinking that way, and the people who are voting for him starts thinking that way. So they're looking for that next big hit to reward him really for that one and maybe the last one too.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens that way. Yeah.
It's interesting, because another great point that your last interview guest brought up was the fact that it is the Instagram era, and they're looking for people that can get those thumbs and those clicks to really happen. And there's no other person that is hotter right now than things like Kendrick Lamar and Kesha and other great guests like that. So you gotta understand that. And the Me Too era is alive and well. So the amount of protests that'll be happening is kind of on the edge of what's going to happen with the Grammys too, because Kesha will be performing Praying, which is a great song, and she went through this great legal battle with Dr. Luke, who was her producer for so many times.
Roger, just shake your head like you know what Michael's talking about.
Yeah, I know Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke.
Yeah, I just bumped into him last week down at the Starbucks.
Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I said, dude, you made it. And he says, out of my way, I got a coffee.
I gotcha. Well, the other big thing they're talking about, too, is this, the song of the year is... Mm-hmm. it's people of color, it's women. There's no white guys in this thing, and that breaks a 59-year. There's always been, you know, but that's different. I mean, that changes the landscape a little bit this year.
It does, and that brings us to the next like kind of point that I wanted to bring up is where are the guitars? Like, there's a lot of songs that are just purely EDM or overly produced songs that are kind of hitting the airwaves this year.
Yeah,
and you don't see a lot of the Sam Hunts or country artists.
Good. I'm glad about that too. Yeah.
I've had enough of that guy. Can we start a people's revolt?
What's that?
I do not want to hear another song nominated, even considered. I don't want it even like given vinyl or digital surface to be recorded where an auto tune is used or implied. I am sick and tired of auto tune.
Okay. All right.
Seriously.
What
give
do you think
me
about that,
a
Mike?
Singer.
Someone that can sing.
Someone who can hold a note and not in a shopping bag.
That's a great segue. So, Michael, what do you think? Best jazz ensemble.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm here all week. Try the rib.
Has Herb Alpert put out a CD in the
last year?
I think he was nominated, actually.
Yes, he was.
Listen to you. See, you called it out.
I'm ready for it. And that's a good point. So there are a lot of artists who don't, you know, play their own instruments, and I feel like that should kind of have a resurgence. But you know what? There is a time and place for everything. This isn't the year for that kind of music.
No.
So this is the year for people to, you know, fully grasp hip-hop artistry as far as EDM music goes, which is electronic dance music, and artists who are very pop-based like Lorde and Kesha. So, you know, we just have to embrace it. Embrace it is what I say.
Now, for your age, is this one of those shows that you will actually watch live tonight? Because everything's so, you know, you're watching everything on DVR. Will you be home to watch that tonight?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Dave, because yes, I will. On WGNradio.com, you can follow the live stream the entire night. We'll be live blogging the entire show. So
you should be leading that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I was looking at this. So some of the history of this, we were talking off air, is it originally, actually, the Grammys were originally called the Gramophone Awards, but before that, they sat down and said, okay, Thomas Edison, which, created all this fabulous pre-recorded music on the wax cylinders and so forth.
He was the first DJ Khalid, in fact.
That's right.
You should have heard him scratching that wax. He put on dances in his lab like you wouldn't believe.
I bet he did.
Roger was part of those.
I was a young man at the time.
Can I tell you, I have one of those wax cylinder players. I've got like everything.
There you go.
Through reel to reel to 8-track. I do have them all, just with a couple things. That is very creepy to listen to. I feel like I'm going to be killed when you hear that. It's very screechy and scracky and blah, blah, blah.
Like the soundtrack from Psycho.
Yes, kind of like that. That's what it feels like when you're listening to that. The first Grammys were held in 59, but the first live telecast was 71. And that's probably, I mean, really when you watch the Grammys, it's one massive kick-ass concert that you're watching for 2 hours, jammed into three hours.
Yeah,
that's what I love about it, because it's so much fun.
It is, and you mentioned the fact that it was the 13th Grammy, and you said that they wouldn't people wouldn't watch it, and that's why they didn't televise it.
Isn't
the time.
That crazy? All right, now listen to this. Which artists have been nominated but never won? And it's two people that have been nominated 16 times each and never won. Grammy.
Can you give us a broad time frame?
Oh, this is recent. This is, I'm going to say, the last decade and a half.
All right. Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Snoop Dogg. Never won a Grammy.
Wow.
And Brian McKnight. Yeah, he's the other one that never won. The most nominations ever was Quincy Jones for, you know, 79 nominations.
He has been involved in so many hits and productions.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Which presidents have won
Grammy
Awards?
And he's from Chicago.
Three presidents have won Grammy Awards.
Ooh, President Kennedy, Profiles in Courage?
No.
Okay. Barack Obama?
Yes.
That's okay. Nice. Who else wrote a book and read their own book?
It was Carter, Clinton, and Obama.
What did Carter write?
All bleeding heart liberals. What now?
What did
he actually sang on the Macarena? So.
Yes, exactly.
You should see him do the dance. It's awesome.
oldest Grammy winner.
Oh, it has to be some like old blues.
Yeah, it was a blues. Blues pianist, Pine Top Perkins. She was 97.
Mm.
Who was the youngest? This would be in your time frame, Michael. Youngest.
Okay. I did look at this, and I remember this because I think of the youngest person that I know that I grew up with, and that was Miss Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, yes, right. That's right. She was 14 years old.
Wow. 14 years old.
14, and then Taylor Swift was the youngest to win Album of the Year at 20. So look at that. What else you got there, buddy?
What have I done with my
I don't want
life?
To steal. Yeah, what have you? What are you doing?
Man.
Hey, he's taking all of your material. You got to be quick, buddy. Yeah. You said it yourself.
Right. You said the youngest. What about the oldest Grammy winner of all time?
Did I just do that? Pine Top Perkins?
Oh, Pine Top. Oh, yes.
Michael, stay on it, buddy.
He's got cheese on the brain.
Before Pine Top, as far as I'm thinking, not music-based.
Okay.
Let's do more word-based.
Spoken word?
Yes.
Who would that
the
be?
The oldest?
The oldest. You know this guy.
Well, it would have been...
Personally.
He's borrowed my cane many a time. The oldest spoken word...
He was a good man.
Tell me who it is.
Mr. George Burns, in fact.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Hello. How old was he when he did that? He must have been...
He was, I think he was in his deep 90s, fact.
I bet.
He's an amazing man, and he just keeps going, even if they're past death.
First Grammy for rap. We talked about that off air. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
You know,
easy for you to
that,
say.
That's so interesting because it's only so prevalent that rap has even come into the mainstream and gotten in awards.
1989 on that one.
Not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael wasn't born yet.
What year were you born, Michael?
I was sadly 85.
85.
End of 85, though. End of 85. Okay, so who won the most Grammys? And they hold simultaneous records for the most Grammys awarded in one night.
Ooh.
Oh, I remember this.
It's eight. They both took eight in 84 and 2000. So that'll give you a little bit of an idea.
Is it you two? No.
Close.
Okay, tell me.
It's two
people.
I
don't want to cheat.
Oh, I know the 89. I hold on, stop.
Yes.
Sailing, take me away to where
89.
It's... Yes.
Was that Styx?
No. It was Christopher Cross.
Close. It was Michael Jackson in 1989. In 1984. I'm taking it back.
All right.
84.
Yeah.
Okay. And Santana in 2000.
Wait, Christopher Cross won like every major... I don't... Thank you. A major award that first year with album, song, new artist. He won like everything.
Roger, we know your love for Christopher Cross, but
I know.
Is not the case in this.
I know.
And my students know it. They hear it in their sleep, the song Sailing.
I'm going to ask Curtis this question. Which Muppet has won three Grammys?
Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy. It was Elmo.
Oh,
it was Elmo.
Well,
three of
that's
them
a Sesame Street character.
That is true. That's true.
Is that a part of the Muppets?
Yeah,
part of the Muppet Shop.
Muppet Shop, I guess.
Sinead O'Connor, only artist to refuse a Grammy. And this one I didn't know. After the whole wardrobe malfunction, which you said, Michael, you had one of your first Super Bowl parties?
Yes, I did, at the poker party over at the Heidemann household.
Okay, there you go. So when the old nip slip came out with Janet Jackson, can we say
that? That was the Super Bowl.
We said Schitt's Creek. We could probably say that, too.
Curtis, what are your thoughts on that?
I think you're clear.
Okay. You're clear. Okay. Yeah. So they were supposed to appear on the Grammys after the Super Bowl, and they were told if you wanted to appear, you had to apologize.
Oh.
Which really surprised me from a freedom of expression, Grammy, that type of thing, that they made them apologize. But Janet Jackson, who wasn't nominated, said, yeah, I'll take a pass. I'm not going to perform then. Mm. So they 86'd her, and then Justin Timberlake went up and totally apologized for the whole incident. Which, come on, that whole thing was planned. You knew that was, planned.
It made a lot of sense that they'd want to get it.
What else you got, buddy?
So the Grammy Awards are in a new home this year in New York City. But I wanted to know, what are the other two cities that the Grammys have been awarded in?
Like held in, where the awards have been held in? Yeah. Well, L.A., Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And Nashville.
Oh, yes. Nashville in 1972.
Nailed
just
it.
Once. Just
look
once.
At that.
That's amazing that it's just once, because I mean, you think about really, I mean, rock and roll came out of blues and country. I mean, for the most part, that it was only there once.
You know, I'm waiting for the year that it comes to Chicago, to be honest.
That'd be fun.
They had a really great conversation on Justin Kaufman's show, the fact that Austin, Nashville, L.A. have these great streets where it's just all music rows.
And massive music festivals, obviously.
Massive music festivals. Yeah. And Chicago does not have that music row yet.
That's
well,
crazy.
Actually, there is a quote-unquote music row. It's South Michigan Avenue.
Chess
where
Records.
All the record companies used to be along South Michigan Avenue. In fact, Channel 11 did a tremendous documentary about it about 12 years ago, and I used to play the documentary in my classes as a historical thing.
Isn't Chess going to be a museum, actually, Chess
They're
Records?
Trying to.
Yeah,
I don't know where it's at right now, but they are trying to.
And it's funny you mentioned that, Dave, because the last time I think I was on your show when I was talking about Mick Fleetwood, he was trying to progress a Chess Records museum, and he was
That's
upset
right.
that it wasn't happening just
That's
yet.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Most awkward Grammy moment in 1976. There's a lot of them. There are probably five tonight. Andy Williams was hosting the show in 76 when a live satellite link up with Stevie Wonder went wrong, and he said, "Stevie, can you see us now?"
Come on.
And then he was, of course, never invited back.
No.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Do you think Stevie really had a problem with that, though?
No, he probably did not. It's okay. That's right. Who won? Well, there's a lot of posthumous awards, but I forgot. Michael Jackson's been gone like 8 years already. Mm-hmm. If you
it was like
that.
Yesterday or the day before was the anniversary of the hair-burning commercial.
Mm-hmm. U2's won the most Grammys. Elvis never won a Grammy in a top category. Like, never album, song, whatever. He only won gospel music.
Yeah.
Awards
in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So he never won in his biggest rock and roll days, which is kind of crazy.
You know what, Dave? It's funny you mention that, because there is a lot of great Chicago musicians that are happening that are going to the Grammys this year. The Grammy Recording Academy is here in Chicago, and it's a great company, great organization.
Really?
And I think we have five people that are going from Chicago to the Grammys, one of them being a children's artist.
Okay.
Like he wrote a children's album, the other one being instrumental. A percussion group is going there as well.
That's
There's
cool.
a lot of interesting different albums and parts of the Grammys that you don't see on the telecast that get awarded. So
I know, is there a pre-show? Is there a pre-award ceremony?
There is a pre-show. Okay. In fact, the greatest metal album, or the best metal album, is not even televised. And that's, I think, Ghost won it last year.
Oh, jeez.
And I think that it's just a sign of the times. Like you mentioned, DJ Jazzy Jeff won the first rap album. That probably wasn't televised at the first one.
Well, let me ask you a trivia question. I don't know the answer, but I think I do, but you might have to look this one up for me.
Okay.
Most Grammy awards won by a classical music group.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, he's looking that up. We got a texter that's from 217, Peter from Decatur. Who at what time least held the most Grammys at one time? The most Grammys. It was a Chicago connection. It was the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Now, I know it's classical,
and
but...
And see, now you just gave away the answer.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Peter from Decatur, reading Roger's mind.
Man.
I love that.
Yeah.
Comedy that won the most Grammys?
Oh, the button-down mine of our own Chicago...
he was one of the first, Bob Newhart, but it was Robin Williams.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, He actually put the Grammy Award up to his ear, and he said... Listen, you can actually hear careers ending.
I love that, Robin Williams. Bob Newhart's Button Down Mine was the first...
comedy Grammy?
Comedy. Okay. Not comedy Grammy, but the first comedy album to be rated in the top 10 on the surveys.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. What else you got, Michael? We only got a couple more minutes.
But... Okay, a couple more minutes. Dave, what I really wanted to know is, I think you mentioned it in the last interview, but I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on Record of the Year? You know, you mentioned
Despacito,
a lot of
I think. Only because I think it's just gotten so much airplay. And when I say that to my son, okay, 16. I said, "Who do you think who should win?" He said, "Kendrick Lamar, I believe, right?"
Yes.
He's okay, but he said Despacito. He goes, "I'm sick of hearing that song," and I'm like, "Okay, but that's not what the award is for."
Yeah, but
it's not for overplay.
Wait, are you saying Song of the Year or Record of the Year? Record goes to
record
the producer.
Of the year.
Song.
I think.
I guess I'm going
to
say song.
Song of the year goes to the song and the performer.
Record of the year is awarded to the artists, producers, recording engineers, and mixers.
Okay.
So it's everybody. And mastering engineers.
So it's a group. It's a group effort.
Yeah,
how about you?
Right.
What do you think?
WGN Radio Dave Plyer Show. No, it hasn't been one year. But in all honesty, I think that you're exactly right. Despacito is going to win because it's always those albums that you think that you're sick of hearing. It's the Bruno Mars, Uptown Funks. It's the Adele's 21s.
Good point.
That are going to be the winners because at the end of the day, you got to remember who is voting for this.
That's right.
People like me who are joining the Grammy Academy are the people who are voting for this, and it's across the country. And these are the voices that you're going to hear. As far as album of the year goes, Childish Gambino, a fantastic album. Mm-hmm. No chance in winning it, though.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, not as hot as Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be Kendrick. I mean, that's just what we're going to look at because he's going to bring the biggest kind of publicity to the show.
And, of course, if you want to follow Michael, you can do it on WGNRadio.com tonight because you'll be live blogging all throughout the show.
That's correct.
And one special question, one last question, if I may.
Uh-huh.
Michael?
Yes.
When is your next performance?
Oh, yeah, you're doing stand-up. Did I just catch
he's
that?
He's playing guitar
But he's
again.
Also doing stand-up. I saw
that's
that,
true.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, tell me both.
I am. It's the year of fear, Dave.
It's the year of fear.
I think you should dive into this as well. I've been playing music and doing stand-up. Actually, my first show ever in about, well, not ever, in 4 years is going to be on February 14th at the Elbow Room. Myself, solo, Michael J. Foxy, my stage name.
Come
and check us out. We're going to be
at Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Okay.
WGN listeners, come out, say hi. We'd love to see you there. I'll be
That's
playing
awesome.
Some original songs. And yeah.
I'm not going to be busy. My wife goes to sleep at like 8:30, for God's sake.
Well, Dave, come by. I'll get you a beer and we'll have it. We'll
Make
hang
sure
out
your friend brings
you going to comp them?
All right.
Roger,
you're coming into Curtis. You're invited as well.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. Hey, there's one more thing I want to throw at you. Gift bags this year at the Grammys. $30,000 gift bags you're giving to people.
Man.
So it's Liquor Lab mixology classes estimated at $5,000 a piece, Bulletproof Coffee, $100 Uber Eats credits, a Lucky Box Club marijuana box subscription. Which really I do expect. I mean, and then with that, you've got to have the Southern Wicked Lemonade because you're going to have some booze and marijuana when you're doing that. Ocean Spray products and peanut butter cups.
Oh, wait, Ocean Spray products.
What a random pile of crap this is. Let me see what else is on here.
Sounds like a week on the Dave Plyer Show.
It does.
Really.
But $30,000 worth of...
That's too much.
Worth of stuff.
Man, how do we get our own Grammy Award? We have to figure this out.
I have no idea.
Next year, I'll see you there, okay, Dave?
I love that. Michael, always a pleasure, buddy.
Great to see you, Dave.
All right, we'll be right back.